The shadow brings a gift. Even as you work through your pain, you will always have a shadow side. You can't get rid of your shadow side, but you can admit you have it and learn to understand when and how it appears in your life. Being human involves a range of emotions and behaviors that serve to protect us. Our human brain still contains the reptilian processing of fight or flight. It's only the newer neocortex that allows us to make conscious decisions that move us to our next level of healing and growth. As you embrace your shadow, you can learn how it serves you in some circumstances. I'm reminded of a parable of a small boy who was under the tutelage of a sage. The boy's job was to deliver two large clay pots of water to the sage at the beginning and end of each day. The sage spent the day in meditation at the top of the hill, so the boy had a big climb to deliver the heavy pots of water. The boy was able to balance the handle of the pots on the end of a long stick and carry the stick over his shoulder. He had to walk very slowly to keep the pots balanced and not spill the water as he climbed the hill. One day the boy was in a hurry, not watching his steps as he walked, and tripped on a stone. One of the pots hit a rock and made a small crack in the clay so that water slowly dripped out as he walked. He hoped the sage wouldn't notice the crack or notice that there was less water than usual. After the boy delivered the water, he quickly ran down the hill, afraid to speak or even look at the sage. Several days passed by with the boy not saying anything to the sage about the cracks. He feared the sage would reprimand him for being so careless. Finally, the guilt of not admitting his error was too great, and the next morning, after he delivered the water, the boy threw himself at the sage's feet, pleading for mercy. The sage had the boy look at the path he had been climbing over the past few days. The boy had been so consumed by his fear of being punished that he had not been paying attention to the path he was walking. Now, as the boy saw the path, he cried in surprise, "Master, those flowers, where did they come from?" The sage smiled. "All this time you have been feeding water to the wild flower seeds on the path. You focused on the crack in the pot, not on the water that was helping the flowers." Often we don't see the good that comes from our falls. Go now and enjoy the flowers. You can fix the crack and then water the flowers if you like them. I like this story for two reasons. One is that we often get so consumed with covering up our mistakes or running from our character flaws that we fail to see the gift it brings. Each shadow quality has within it a gift that you can use at various times in your life. There may be times when it is useful to be impatient, pushy, radiant, or talented. You can uncover the gold in your shadow and use it to your advantage. The other reason I like this story is that there are always crackpots in our life. Some people have characteristics that drive us crazy. However, if you take the time to look for the gold in their cracks, you may find that the quality that most bothers you either tells you something about yourself or has a unique purpose or benefit. Look for the cracks in others and yourself for what the gift may be. Once you become aware of your shadow and its triggers, you can retrieve the gift of the shadow. You'll see what the shadow side has to teach you. How have your fears or shadow qualities helped you in some way? You gain strength from your vulnerability by dealing with your shadow. People develop great defense mechanisms like humor or intuitive powers. Others escape their wounds by throwing themselves into books and thus become avid readers or very scholarly people. Some people are highly creative and use art or music as an outlet for their shadow experiences. Your shadow characteristics, those you believe need to stay hidden, can serve a useful purpose. You benefit from uncovering your shadow and bringing it to light. In so doing, you can discover the gift of those qualities. Another way to retrieve the gift of the shadow is to closely examine what's been stirring inside you when you feel intense sadness. Going deeper into your grief rather than running from it allows you to uncover the source of the sadness. The gift will come in finding a deeper level of love, support, acceptance, or forgiveness for that source of sadness. Moving into grief often allows you to see something that you treasure, something precious that you want to preserve. Joanna Macy does powerful workshops, getting people in touch with their own despair. Often despair masks deeper feelings of love for the things that you treasure, whether it is a loved one, yourself, the environment, or other fragile souls. Yet as you move through the sadness, you are able to retrieve the gift, such as a new insight, forgiveness, or greater compassion for others. A friend of mine said that when her oldest son was preparing for college, she got incredibly sad. The night before he left, she cried for 4 hours. It was a deep grieving, and she couldn't understand why she was crying so hard. After she started journaling to calm down, she realized that few families she knew were closer to their children after they left for college. She finally was able to pinpoint where her sadness was coming from. She didn't want to lose the closeness with her son, yet she believed that was an inevitable part of his growing up process. The gift from her grief was finding ways to deepen her connection with her son, even if it took a different form than what it had been. She shared that now, even though she's not involved with his daily life, she and he connect on a richer level as adults. Many times the shadow reflects the other side of a feature about us that is positive. You may be highly motivated or driven to achieve. This can be useful in helping propel you in your career. However, if that motivation comes from a wound, such as being told when you were younger that you'd never amount to anything, you'll react from that wound. Your feeling of self-worth will only come when you feel you've achieved some level of acknowledgement. We've certainly seen this to the extreme with people so driven to achieve that they'll do anything to succeed, even if it means destroying other people's lives. Perhaps you keep striving to compensate for feeling inferior. This is a trap unless you do the healing that is needed to work through your feelings of inferiority. You can strive your entire life and not feel you've accomplished enough or proven yourself enough. People become workaholics to prove how worthy or competent they are, yet never feel good enough. They continue to run like a gerbil on a wheel, but never feel content.